Friday, I was going to the nursing home mass, and I always go down LaSalle Street, so I said, I'm going to try to find a back route to this nursing home. And so I went in front of Ville Platte High, and the road kept going, and then it made a little dog leg. I said, sweet, this is going right to the nursing home. And I got there, and there was nobody in the parking lot. And then I realized the nursing home moved a couple of months ago. So I said, well, maybe it's time for me to get a room with y'all here in the nursing home. Jesus calls us to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth, and not to hide it. And he said, what if salt goes flat? And our salt today doesn't go flat, but in their day, it wasn't a pure salt like we have, and the sodium could leach out of the rocks, and it would become flat, and it was only good to throw on the ground. And so today is the feast of Saint Agatha, who certainly let her light shine, and she was a martyr in the 3rd century in Sicily for our Lord, patron saint of breast cancer because of the way that she suffered and was martyred, and patron saint also for chastity. And so I have a modern day story of a lady who did let her light kind of be covered over, her salt went flat, but then she came back. Still living today, Leah Darrow is in her 30s, and she grew up on a farm in Oklahoma with a very Catholic family. They prayed the rosary daily, went to Sunday Mass, and faith was very important. One day, she found out that her grandfather had been murdered in a robbery, the whole family, and her parents took her and the whole family to the church to break the news to them and to pray. So she knew that God was there for them always in the struggles and in the joys of life. She began modeling in college and made it to the reality show America's Next Top Model. She was the second one eliminated. She said it was stressful and uncomfortable, and there was a pressure to be perfect. She finally moved to New York to pursue a modeling career and stopped practicing her faith. And her parents were unhappy with her choices of lifestyle that she had chosen. And despite money and fame, she said that she was unhappy and tired. And at the end of one particular modeling session that she was very uncomfortable doing, she said she had a mystical experience, a moment of grace. And she pictured herself before God and making an account of her life to him, and she had nothing to offer him. Nothing to offer him. She quit right there on the spot, and she called her dad, and she said, Dad, if you don't come get me right now, I'm going to lose my soul. And he said, I'll be right there. He was in St. Louis, and he drove all the way to New York and picked her up like a good dad. And now she is a full-time speaker on the topics of modesty and chastity and helping women the best that they can be. And she works with a group called Pure Fashion that helps girls age 14 through 18 to dress trendy and yet also modestly. So it's a very beautiful program, and she's a good Catholic and working on a master's in theology. So she is somebody who started out with a strong light and a very forceful salt, and then let it go flat and hide under a bushel basket, as it were, but then came back strong in her faith. And that's so often true, that when you have a good foundation like her parents gave her, that the children do come back to it. And so salt was a very valuable commodity in the time of Jesus, as it is now. We all need salt. And Roman soldiers, they say, were paid in salt, or at least money to get salt, as a bartering system. And that's where we have the word salary from, sale, salt. Salary is where we get that word from. So you can be glad you're all paid in cash now or checks and not in salt, right? But it was worthy in those days. And salt is also a preservative. In the old days, without refrigeration, meats were packed in salt to keep it from decaying, right? And salt makes food tasty. And Israel was called to put salt on all of their sacrifices to Almighty God because it was a sign of purity and an unbreakable bond. Newborn Jewish babies were rubbed in salt. And we know that the devil hates salt because of its purity. And so sometimes we'll put blessed salt in holy water. And in the old baptismal rite, babies had a little grain of salt placed on their tongue. So we're called to be the salt of the earth, by preserving the world from decaying in sin, right? And we're called to be salt to give life its tastiness, right? Without the gospel, life is very stressful and it is not fulfilling. But with our Christian values, it is tasty and joyful and fulfilling. And to be salt to show the value of life. We just got back from our March for Life in Washington, D.C., the first one that I got to participate in, 500,000 people or so. Marching is like a gigantic pep rally, very joyful, very fun, and such a beautiful experience. And so many other things, too, that show us the light of Christ. And Israel was called to be the light to the nations. They were called to show the wisdom of God and that God is truly only one God. And to all of the pagan nations, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And if you come to me, you will have the light of life. And we show that light through our actions and our words, and our actions especially through the works of mercy that Isaiah today gave us, which were the corporal works of mercy, taking care of the poor and the needy, right? So we have Christian Care and Share, that we give money from our parish to help those who are needy here in our area. So we're doing it as a parish and certainly want to do it as individuals as best that we can. And in the psalm we said, the just man is a light in darkness for the upright. St. Paul today in his letter to the Corinthians gave a pure gospel. A lot of people don't know that St. Paul was not a great speaker. He didn't have a lot of great rhetorical abilities. And yet he was very successful because he had the power of the Holy Spirit behind his preaching. That's why he said, I didn't come preaching in great sayings and so forth, but with the power and the purity of the gospel of the death, the crucifixion of our Lord, and his resurrection. So we too preach that pure gospel of our Lord. So like Leah Darrow and St. Agatha, let us be a true light in the world and true pure salt. And if we have lost it, to repent and to pray and to study and to take action to grow ever stronger in that truth of our Lord. And we will have a light within us and other people will see it and want to be a part of it. The Acts Retreat is also another thing that is showing a great amount of light. We had a little mini retreat yesterday for the staff, for the people mostly from St. Anthony Church. Now, these are men that are meeting 13 weeks in a row, once a week, sometimes twice a week, and they're paying for it, paying $225 to do it. And some guys have staffed 6 retreats. So you know that there's something very attractive, there's something very powerful that's keeping these guys and the women's retreats as well going too. So we ask for the Lord's blessing, and there's a women's retreat from St. Anthony's, and the head directress is pregnant and is supposed to give birth the weekend of the retreat. So let's pray for her that she'll be able to have the baby on Monday. I think it's her 10th child, a beautiful family. I have baptized a number of their children. And so we pray that their Acts retreat will go as well. We also had a charismatic meeting Tuesday night and or Thursday night, and we had some 25 people there. So it was a beautiful light to hear in our parish. So we thank the Lord for the things that are happening, and we pray for more and more of his grace and his love and his light to shine upon us and through us to the rest of the world. Amen.